This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Lawmakers are grappling with the war in Iraq today in a couple of different ways. The House is moving toward a vote this evening on an Iraq war spending bill that President Bush says he'll veto. At the same time, lawmakers met privately with the top U.S. commander in Iraq. General David Petraeus went to Capitol Hill with an update on the so-called troop surge. His visit is also seen as part of a White House effort to eliminate the troop withdrawal timeline that's part of the spending bill, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
General Petraeus got a defiant reception from demonstrators outside the briefing room where he met this afternoon with members of the House. Republican members far outnumbered Democrats among those attending. One was Connecticut's Chris Shays.
I believe that we can't give up on Iraq.
Illinois Republican Ray LaHood played it even safer.
I'm going to support the troops.
North Carolina Republican Walter Jones went into the meeting with General Petraeus deeply skeptical of the war.
I'm going to ask him, what is the definition of staying the course? We could be staying the course 15 years from now.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said after the briefing, which House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did not attend, that it was clear to everyone there that the only solution in Iraq is political, not military.
Our belief that we must hold the Iraqis accountable for achieving real progress and establish a timetable for responsible deployment of American forces was also reinforced. General Petraeus specifically indicated that he is relating to the Iraqis. That expectation of the American public.
What Minority Leader John Boehner heard from Petraeus was testimony that the president's decision to send more troops to Iraq was a good one.
Considering where we are, I think the general feels good about the progress thus far in the reinforcements that are there, in the performance of the Iraqi troops. But there's a lot more that needs to be done. By the government.
A decidedly less upbeat account of Petraeus's presentation came from Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed, who spoke after the general met with senators, again behind closed doors.
The impression I received was a very sober assessment of a complex situation, in fact, increasingly complex situation, both in Baghdad and the rest of the country. And very daunting challenges.
But the subtext to everyone's remarks about the classified Iraq briefing was the fight between congressional Democrats and the White House over the troop withdrawal timeline attached to the war spending bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said as it stands now, that bill is unacceptable.
It needs to be without a surrender date, without any specific time for withdrawal. We don't need to send a memo to our enemies about when we intend to quit. It's highly demoralizing to our troops and unsettling to our allies.
When General Petraeus appeared last at the microphones, a reporter asked him whether timelines would be useful or not in the war effort.
I'm not going to get into the minefield of discussions about various legislative proposals. I don't think that's something that military commanders should get into.
Petraeus did warn, though, that the debate over the war spending bill is being heard by both friends and foes. Still, it's a debate that's likely to continue for many weeks to come. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.